We're continuing with Pirkei Avot, the chapters of the Fathers, the wisdom text from Tractate Avot in the order of Nezikin in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the oldest rabbinic text, compiled by Yehuda Hanasi and was completed around the year 200 of the Common Era. We did the introductory verses in the last lesson, and now we're getting into the first Mishnah. As we'll see, this first Mishnah begins by establishing the lineage of the tradition. Moshe kebel Torah miSinai umasar liYoshua. Moses received the Torah from Sinai and transmitted it to Joshua. This refers to the story you can find in the book of Exodus, where Moses and the Israelites receive the Torah on Mount Sinai, as well as the Torah narrative of Moses transferring leadership to Joshua before he dies. V'yehoshu'elis kenim, and Joshua to the elders, u'zekenim li'nvi'im, and the elders to the prophets, u'nvi'im esaruha l'anshei cheneset ha'gadola, and the prophets transmitted it to the men of the great assembly. So what was the Great Assembly? According to tradition, the Great Assembly was a unique group of 120 Jewish leaders, composed of prophets, priests, and sages, that functioned between 410 BCE and 310 BCE, after the destruction of the First Temple by the Babylonians, and including the early decades of the Second Temple, up until the invasion of the Greeks, led by Alexander the Great. Among the major accomplishments of the Great Assembly were canonizing the books of the Bible, or the Tanakh, and putting the Bible in its final form, creating the core of Jewish prayer practice, and establishing the Jewish calendar. Tradition traces an unbroken line between the sages of the Great Assembly and the earliest rabbis known by name. So this opening Mishnah establishes the lineage from Moses all the way to the rabbinic personalities of the Mishnah and the Talmud. Okay, then it says, Hem amru shlosha devarim. They, the great assembly, said three things. Hevu metunim badin. Be deliberate in judgment. Veha'amidu talmidim harbe. And raise up many students. Vasu siyag l'Torah, and make a fence for the Torah. This last line, make a fence for the Torah, refers to the rabbinic practice of creating new rules to protect older rules. For example, let's say a father told his son that he's not allowed to get any candy from a certain store after school, or he'll be in big trouble. Then the mother comes along and realizes that her son probably won't be able to resist getting candy if he walks by the store. So, out of compassion for her son in trying to protect him from the punishment of the father, she makes another rule, that he's not even allowed to walk on the street of the candy store, so that he won't even be tempted. So in this case, the rule of the mother makes a fence for the rule of the father. There are plenty of rules in traditional Judaism that are actually just fences for other rules. So on the surface, that's what this Mishnah is talking about. However, this is really a powerful principle you can apply in your own life. Once you start getting really intentional about living in the present, about living in connection with reality on the level of being, about living in service of the divine that is present as everything and everyone you meet, you'll inevitably begin to notice situations that derail you from your intention. What are the candy stores that pull you down from your highest self and drag you back into old and destructive patterns? What are the candy store streets that you need to avoid altogether to keep you safe and on track with your highest intentions? That's the invitation of this Mishnah, to start really noticing how to craft your own life. How to make fences for yourself to protect the sacred space of your highest potential. But to do that, you have to be metunin badin, deliberate in judgment. In other words, Watch yourself carefully in the different situations of your life. Ask yourself the questions. How do different situations affect you? Are there certain guidelines that would be helpful to place on yourself, even certain restrictions you may need to create in order to keep you true to your path? It will be good to actually sit down and contemplate these questions and write down what comes up for you. Then check in regularly and make adjustments. Take the reins of your life and create your own protective fences so that your inner holiness becomes the place from which you live, rather than just a place you occasionally visit. On an even deeper level, this Mishnah can refer not to outer situations and rules, but to your own mind. Left unchecked, the mind tends to run away with all kinds of streams of thought. Many of the thoughts that spontaneously arise are judgments, either self-judgments or judgments about others. All of this mental noise serves to hide the most precious treasure that we all have beneath the movement of the mind, a radiant field of awareness that's a reservoir of bliss, creativity, and life energy. So on this level, the fence is your own watchfulness. To be mitunim badin, careful or meticulous in judgment, means to be aware of the movement of your own mind, to be the awareness behind your thoughts, keeping your inner space clear and open so that your inner radiance can shine forth. Then, when you do think, you can choose which thoughts to entertain and which thoughts to let go of. Let's practice this now in meditation. Come into a comfortable position, either seated, standing, or lying down. Be comfortable, relaxed, but also alert, bringing your awareness to your breathing. Take a few nice deep breaths, feeling the flow and movement of your body, relaxing any excess muscle tension. Your eyes can be open or closed, but if they're open, let them be unfocused, not looking at anything that might draw your mind into thinking. We're going to chant the words Hevu Mitunim Badin, which means to be careful, precise, meticulous with your judgment. In chanting these words, let go of noisy mental judgment by focusing only on one judgment, the decision to let go of your stream of thinking and dive into the depths of your own being. Hevu mitunim badin. Chant with me. Hevu mitunim badin. 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 In letting your mind be silent, opening yourself to the richness of this moment, being mitunim, being careful to turn away from thoughts as they arise in your mind, not pushing away your thoughts, but simply allowing them to pass like clouds in the sky, remaining clear, alert, being the space in which your thoughts arise and dissipate. And let's continue in silence. And take a nice deep breath. Stretch your body, preparing to come back into the activity of your life. Remembering to stay present and connected to the presence that is ever present in all things and the open space of this moment in which it's all happening. And now a prayer of gratitude for the teachings of this lineage from the Kaddish de Rabbanan, the sanctification of the rabbis. Al Yisrael val Rabbanan val Tamidehon val Tamidei Tamidehon, upon Israel and upon the teachers and upon their students and all the students of their students. V'al koman diaskin bo raita, diva atra hadein v'diva cholata v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba, chine v'chista v'rachamin v'chayin arichin, umezone reviche orforkana min kadam avuhon divishamaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'emru, Amen.